Pablo for breakfast.
Baratha Senior Sergeant Daniel Strawn with us today. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, Pablo. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I'm going to hit you with a bit of an offbeat question before we jump into all the updates with Karratha Police. It's really going to expose how old you are, to be honest, because today at Triple M Karratha on Facebook, we're asking, when you were a kid, what is the first major news story that you remember? Is there something that, you know, when you think about being a kid, a news story stands out to you the most?
To be honest, the biggest one that I can remember is when the West Coast Eagles were formed in... Gone from the Waffle into the AFL. So, yeah, that's probably my biggest one. And obviously being a passionate and staunch supporter of the Eagles, that's probably my biggest memory, yeah.
Yeah, alrighty. Well, that's good. That's a good one. It's a good one. We haven't had that one come through yet. So, obviously, you were a big AFL head back in the day. So, good to know, and good to know you're supporting the right team as well. Now, jumping into things, last week we spoke about some pretty bad statistics that came through regarding drink driving. What's happened in the last 7 days since that?
Yeah, look, really impressed. My team has gone out on the weekend, stopped over 200 cars. Just the one drink driver, which is obviously one too many, but the fact that we've gone from 10 the previous weekend to one, it's a good sign that, you know, people are now aware and under the belief that just because we're in Karratha and not in Perth, we're still going to target people and do the random breath testing. So we're out there. If you're drinking and driving, good chance you're going to get caught, so please just don't do it.
Now, it's something planned for the start of September. You guys are doing the Karratha Emergency Service Open Day, 5th of September. Pretty big day planned for you guys down at the station.
Yeah, look, we've actually got permission from the Shire, so thank you to the City of Karratha for blocking off the street out the front of the police station. We've got ourselves, we've got St John's Ambulance, we've got Border Force, DFS, SES are coming down, Karratha Rangers, Marine Rescue, and also the Army. So everyone's going to be bringing down their toys. Mm-hmm. It should just be a good little open day where we can showcase the local emergency services to the community. On top of that, Pablo, we're going to have the police lock-up open so our parents can bring their kids through and give them some of those idle threats that we love to hear. and no to the parents, we're not going to be babysitting any kids. But we're going to have a forensic store. We're going to show the kids how fingerprints are lifted, how DNA is taken. We've got a couple of police dogs coming up. Really excited to showcase the emergency services to the community of Karratha.
Now, this is a free event happening from 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, 5th of September. Runs till 12 noon out the front of the police station and on Hillview Road. So make sure you get down there, check it out. We'll give more updates closer to the date as well. Our local police, alongside the City of Karratha, Department of Communities, Rio Tinto and Woodside, operate Northwest Shelf Project, members of the Safer Communities Partnership Project, focused on making sure the city is a safe and enjoyable place to live, work and play. Senior Sergeant Daniel Strawn, we'll catch up next week.
Thanks, Pablo. Stay safe.
Pablo for breakfast.